Lord, you alone are our creator. And Father, you made Charlie. You knit him in his mother's womb. Raised by a wonderful young father. Made for your service, Lord. And you always knew, Father, you always knew this day would come. And Lord, we rest in that truth. As great and mighty as you are, none of this is a surprise to you. Above all, Lord, you are not afraid, so we don't need to be either. You're a miracle worker, Lord. We see all through your word the way you heal people and free people and change people. You alter them, Lord, at the spiritual level and the cellular level. Lord, we know you can do anything. Your word says that very specifically. Luke 1:37, God can do anything. You are our God. You are the one we turn to. When things are going well and things are not going well, Lord, you listen. When we're excited and when we're frightened, we come to you because you care about your creation. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Master in the name above all names. This is who you are, Lord, and we adore you. We show that, Lord, by saying we trust you. We know you can deal with this situation and in fact will, Lord, exactly according to your will. So really, Lord, what we need you to do is to help us lean into your will, to trust you, to know that you are powerful enough, great enough, mighty enough, loving enough, caring enough, tender enough. You are our Heavenly Father, and yet you love us like a mother loves. Lord, you are everything we need. And so we come to you with our hearts and our hands. And Father, we must make confession to you as well. Your word says that we must pray believing. And Father, the truth is sometimes we pray for miracles like this and deep down, we really don't think it could happen. And so, Lord, we confess that lack of faith, that lack of trust, the doubt, Lord, and the fears that rise up inside us. Each of us, Lord, right now, laying them out before you. All our fears, all our worries, all those things that keep us from just trusting you, celebrating in advance what you're going to do. So, Lord, forgive us when we don't believe. As the man in the New Testament said, I believe, help me with my unbelief. And Father, your word calls us to be thankful. And so we do give you thanks because there's so much to thank you for. Lord, the fact that Charlie got this amazing machine when there were so few available, so few beds available, these machines are tied up for weeks at a time. Lord, you made sure because you're so good that he got that particular care in the right hospital, in the right bed, at the right time, with the right people working with them. Lord, these doctors and nurses are miracle workers. Everyone, they are your hands. They are your eyes. They're your heart, Lord, and they're caring for this young man. And caring so efficiently and exceptionally that even Charlie's wife, who knows all about medicine, is impressed with their care. Oh, Lord, never was a woman better named than Faith. And we thank you for her faith remaining strong, for her courage to go in and see him, not knowing what she would find, and finding him in better condition than she expected. Thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that Rusty could get to see his son. And I know Judy believes, and I do too, and I believe all of us do, that Rusty being there made a big difference in Charlie's sense that it was well. Well with his soul, well with his body, so he can keep fighting, Lord. We thank you for everything that we've noticed and seen, and all the thousands of tiny things we never see that are going on behind the scenes to give this young man hope and a future. Thanks, Lord. Now, Father, we do come to you with our requests, and there are many. Thank you for caring and for listening. Rusty has specifically asked, and we certainly want to honor his requests, that Charlie continues moving toward healing. Father, we have no idea how long this is going to take, but you know. So will you please give all of his family and all of us who love this family, but most of all, Charlie himself, the patience to go the distance, the fortitude and the strength. Help him not get discouraged or dismayed. Father, your word was planted in this young man's heart for many years. Every year he's been alive, he has heard your word. Stir it up now inside him. Bring to his mind, even in a twilight state where he's not fully conscious, Lord, the Holy Spirit can still work. And so bring your word alive in him. All the verses he needs, all the words of encouragement and truth he needs to keep going. Remind him, Lord, that you are with him. He is never alone. Even in the darkest of night, when the doctors and nurses finally give him time to sleep, he's not alone. Thank you, Lord, that you are even now by his bedside, and you never sleep and never leave. Thank you, Father. We would also ask that you protect him from infections and bleeding. So many organs need to keep going here, Lord, his kidneys in particular, but so much of him has been affected by this. And so we would ask that you would in particular protect him from infections and from bleeding. Father, we would ask that his heart rate calm down and all of his vitals would continue to improve. Lord, we marvel at the numbers. As the ones that need to go up, and the ones that need to go down. Father, let us never use a word like lucky, not when it's your blessing. There are no coincidences. Luck has nothing to do with this. Any good thing comes from your hand, and so we give you the glory for every step of healing. Father, we would ask, as Rusty asks, that his emotional state be strong, especially as they try to wake Charlie. It needs to happen slowly, Lord, but it is an important part of the process. So please, slowly but surely, bring him back. Help him be fully awake. And of course, Lord, we would ask that though he be fully awake, he not be aware of the pain. Father, let them comfort his body even as they stir awake his mind. Father, we would ask that faith remain as strong as she certainly has been. I have no doubt of it, Lord. She's an amazing young woman, but she's also a new mother. And so, Father, help her balance all these challenges. Unbelievable. I think I can safely say no one on this screen has faced what Faith is facing right now. Give her supernatural strength, Lord, the kind that only comes from you. Let her be amazed by the strength she finds to keep going, to care for her darling little girl, and to handle all the questions and all the people who come reaching out to her. Lord, I pray that you put a hedge of protection around her from us, Lord, asking and prodding and hoping and praying and asking and asking. Lord, help this Facebook page be all we need to know so we can be informed and pray, and let Faith do what she must do, which is care for these two dear people, her daughter, her husband. Father, Rusty has asked that Charlie would defy all the odds and that physical healing will happen to him more rapidly than anyone expects. Truth is, Lord, we're already seeing that. We are already marveling at what has happened in just a couple of days. But Father, help us take none of that for granted. Let none of us stop praying, stop caring, stop checking in, thinking that, oh, he's home free now. Lord, this is a long journey. Not days, not just weeks, Lord, months. And so please, Lord, keep Charlie ever at the top of mind for us. The first name when we pray, let it be his sweet young name. Lord, I think I speak for all of us who are older. Lord, we'd be so happy. We'd be so happy to go and be in your presence now if it would be, set this man free to live his long and good life. But Father, that's just not how it works. We just have to trust and wait and pray. Help us be faithful, Lord, praying for Charlie and finding ways to support his family. And finally, Rusty has asked that God, that you would be glorified and that all would be a great testimony to your faithfulness, your mercy, your love, your power, your strength. Lord, we want to show the world that you are worthy of our praise. We're grateful for the doctors. We're grateful for all the medical advances. We're incredibly grateful for this machine. But Lord, none of them deserve the glory. Only you. Only you, Lord. And so we will keep shining a light on you. We know that Charlie is doing that in the depth of his heart. We certainly know his parents and grandparents are people that we care about very much. Lord, help us know how to comfort them as they wait and they watch and they pray, believing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, faithful Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen.